I'm Gretchen Draper. I live in New Hampton. I've returned here to speak to this group once again, and I'm going to state my opposition to the Northern Pass project. This revised plan that we have in hand now did not address any of my environmental concerns for the things that the transmission lines will cause. It also doesn't discuss nor offer any alternatives to the initial plan, and it mainly proposes to bury 8 miles of transmission line in Coos County. I also like to remind everyone that Northern Pass is not just the Northern Coos County problem, that Northern Pass is a New Hampshire problem. And what happens to Northern Pass is going to be affecting us all now and into the future. So I'm very concerned that we continue to have this deep and thorough investigation into what's really going to happen if Northern Pass is permitted. I like to think of big picture questions. So I have four sort of main areas that I'd like this committee to look into. And the first is the corporate culture of these companies that we're inviting into our state. So I'm very concerned about their environmental records. What do they do with public opposition? How do they use their money, which I think we've seen how they use their money? How do they communicate their message? And how do they treat public concerns? So this is what I'm very concerned about with the Northeast Utilities, Public Service of New Hampshire, Northern Pass, and any related corporations. I also am going to echo what the lady before me was talking about, that part of the main thrust here is that Hydro-Quebec's energy is clean and green. I really wonder what our definition is of clean and green. I've read that the area that Hydro-Quebec is already flooded, this does not even include their future plans, would cover 80% of the state of New Hampshire. So I tried to picture that, and I'm thinking, so where does it go? You know, Pittsburgh to Concord, Pittsburgh to Manchester, underwater. And that would a project, my question is a project of this scale and impact permitted in the United States now? And if not, how do we justify, and how are we willing to purchase and accept a corporate project that wouldn't even be legal if done on our own soil? Finally, I think in New Hampshire, the main thing is that the environment is the economy. I live in New Hampton. We're going to have 7 miles and 55 towers. We have a right-of-way that parallels the Pemigewasset River. This is a year-round recreational area that wasn't even mentioned in the plan. It has kayakers. There's also the scenic views from Bristol Square, which was really newly renovated, is going to see these transmission lines. So thank you very much.